And then we'll start playing a little bit from Elton John. Perfect song for Valentine's Day weekend. From The Lion King, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? And if you can't, don't know
then
what to
you
tell
you.
You
don't have a Valentine.
Oh, it's love? I always thought it was something else.
Yeah, what's going on around here?
Now, we're going to let this play for a minute while I get our next treat ready for Valentine's Day, okay? So go ahead and, Dave, Trisha, take one of those. And Eric,
take one of those.
Eric and Kathleen, you can try your next treat. Can
already did.
Feel the
that?
Love
oh,
tonight?
A
I'm
going to
tell
deal?
You about this in just a moment. But again, Elton John, Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Wow, this is pure fudge.
Oh, yeah.
It's very
no, no.
Bitter.
Okay, this is, let's try it.
Wait, do you have a bunny at home?
No.
Oh.
Okay, so this was sent to us.
Does he?
By, and you can transition out of the song, thank you. And this was sent to us by Ben Chic Chocolate.
Okay? Who?
Ben Chic Chocolate. Now, this is not just a chocolate that they send you. This is something that's perfect for Valentine's Day because you make it yourself. And you can make it either for your loved one
or with your loved one.
Okay?
Oh.
They send you this kit. It's a box. It's got all these different things in it.
So you made
cocoa
that?
Cocoa butter. Yes, I made this.
Oh.
Yes.
Where are your loved ones?
I don't... What? I told you them earlier. So, again, Ben Chic Chocolate. And the website is www.benchic.com. That's BENCHIC.com. Okay? They send you this gift package, this kit. And it was founded in 2009. And there's cocoa butter in it. There's cocoa powder. There is this super fruit powder in there as well. Some honey, some wonderful honey. And you make this yourself. And they give you can put anything you want in it. This one's got some coconut and some almonds. But you can also put, of course, we've had in the past cayenne powder, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can put anything in it. You can make it your own.
This has a high concentration of cocoa.
Yes.
So it is definitely dark chocolate.
Yes, it's dark chocolate. But, it's also, I found that it melts very much like some of those really high quality chocolates that you buy. You know, but this is a lot more fun. And you see how it's got the different coloring as well.
Yes.
Because the cocoa butter. Yeah, that's part of the cocoa butter.
Yeah, so it didn't completely emulsify.
Right. But it's delicious. And I do recommend it over buying just a box of chocolates for someone.
Yeah.
Because I think we said it over Christmas that it's a lot more fun to cook with someone.
Than against
right?
one.
Mm-hmm. You know, as opposed to just giving someone something. And what better way to, stand over the stove? I mean, you could kind of recreate that ghost moment, right? Standing mm-hmm. over the stove, over the double boiler. Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Right? Yep.
So, again...
I was also kind of thinking about... Memorial Day, the peach pie scene.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. I love. Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about that one. Yes. Labor Day.
Sorry. That's right. Labor Day. How
Labor
did
Day.
I get it mixed up? Mixed
oh,
up?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I want to make some pie with you. All right. Not, yeah.
Aria? Are
Fine,
you
I'm
flirting
leaving.
With Aria now?
Anyone. But again, BenChic.com. BENCHIC.com.
Okay. Who was it?
BenChic.com.
That's what it is.
It is very tasty. It's very. It tastes fresh, so it's not baked. It's just melted and
it melts
mixed
in your mouth. Not yeah.
do you have to have a do you have to have a candy thermometer?
No, you don't. It's very very easy.
That's
to make.
Good because usually making chocolates can be very difficult mm-hmm. because you got to get your temperatures just right. So,
exactly.
But if Joseph can do it, anyone can do it.
Yes.
Oh, that's a compliment.
Actually, he's actually a very good cook. He's made lots of things, remember?
Yes.
So.
No.
But
yeah.
now let's
he made
start
Carla
playing...
Hall's cookies from the Chew.
No, yes.
I remember Cat. Oh,
of course, Ewan McGregor, your song.
Your song? That's
from
Brian's
Moulin
song.
Rouge. I do.
That again?
Happy
Moulin
Valentine's
Rouge?
Day, everyone. Forgotten if they're green or they're blue.
Hey, you're packing up. Oh, you're getting a cookie. All right, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Stay tuned. Mike Farrell coming up right after this break.